Hi. The poems I've included here have resulted from the conflict of genuine emotion and a cynical suspicion of anything that purports to capture genuine emotion. I'm hyper-conscious of the notion that language is performance. As a result, what begins as heartfelt finds itself critiqued by the structure of presentation. The result for me is that the central dramatic tension in my poems is this very tension between form and content. And given this, I tend to play on the poem's form in a way that foregrounds the nature of its artifice. So-called establishment aesthetics stress the importance of balance between form and content, but I've always been attracted to the poems that wobble somewhat in their rotations between the two, rather than the poems that spin with an unnatural precision. I'm attracted to the poems of Linda Hull, for example, who confesses, "I'm a lucky bitch," capturing a moment of contentment and regret all at once. Or Charlie Smith, who writes, "Love me like Hitler loved Poland," a line that teases an otherwise endearing gesture by placing it in a lurid context. The first order of poems I refer to, ones that strive for balance between content and form, have a classical manner and a contemporary workshop sense. Poems that deviate from a classical sense, however, represent an aesthetic I've come to think of as decadence. I came to the notion of decadence in a very roundabout way and found it captured in a piece of criticism on the poet Baudelaire. I quote, "The style of decadence is an ingenious, complicated style full of shades and of research, constantly pushing back the boundaries of speech, borrowing from all the technical vocabularies, taking color from all palettes and notes from all keyboards, struggling to render what is most inexpressible in thought, listening to translate the subtle confidences of neurosis, the dying confessions of passion grown depraved, and the strange hallucinations of the obsession which is turning to madness." Ultimately, I think the style of decadence is represented in the comprehensive gesture's subordination to the beauty of incremental moments of pure artifice. And if we read this definition in the context of jazz improvisation, and in the context of the African-American tradition of signifying, in which form and content are expressly at odds, I argue that decadence begins to take on a character that is quintessentially American and perennially avant-garde. Whether my work achieves this or is merely the ramblings of a mind disordered by a detention deficit, I don't know. In the long run, I like to think it's a noble ambition.